Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
This is all about saying, Jesus, I'm lining my life up with you so that I can experience all that you have for me. I can also tell you, if you're living according to the world's ways and ideas, if the world's voice is louder than Jesus' voice in your ear. Last week, Pastor Paula challenged us with the message, follow the leader. She spoke to us about the importance of obedience and following Jesus. If you haven't listened to the message, I highly encourage you to go back and listen. It's challenging, but it's so important, and every believer needs to hear it. One thing that you see on the Sermon on the Mount is this sermon is about Jesus emphatically teaching that carrying out God's purposes and desires is a condition for entering into heaven. What we do in our obedience to Jesus is vital. This doesn't mean that you can earn spiritual salvation by your own efforts or your works. Salvation only comes through Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. It's not about what you can do. The obedience that God's will demanded by Jesus is an ongoing condition for salvation. It does not save us, but it's the result of true salvation in our lives. Here's what it looks like. It looks like, God, I love you so much, I'm going to follow your ways. Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, like, it's not about this, like, rules and regulations. That's religion. People ask me all the time, are you religious? No way. I don't like religion. I like Jesus. I love Jesus. I don't care about religion. Religion says, oh, you can't have holes in your jeans, or you've got too many tattoos, or you don't look right on the outside. God does not care about what you look like on the outside. He cares about what you look like on the inside. Today we're wrapping up Matthew 7, and Jesus wraps up this message with Matthew 7, 21 through 29, and that's the scripture we're going to look at. One theme that we hear Jesus talking about over and over and over again is his desire to have a personal relationship with you and me. He wants to know you. He wants you to take time to get to know him. There's nothing more important, and nothing makes up for a relationship with him. So let's read our scripture. Get ready. It's challenging. But listen, this is how we get exponentially more in our lives. That's our theme this year. How do you get exponentially more? This is how you do it. All right? And I want to encourage you. This is something the Lord showed me, and it spoke to me a little while ago. If we want exponentially more, we have got to pay attention to sowing and reaping, which means what kind of seed are you putting into the ground? What are you sowing? Because that's what you're going to reap. Some of us are so shocked when we reap things in our lives that are not good. But you have to look back to where what seed you put in the ground. And so today we're talking about, this is a new seed. Some of you, I'm going to put a new seed in the ground, and I promise you, you're going to see God do incredible things in your life. All of a sudden, you're going to reap things that you've only prayed about and dreamed about. So what are you sowing into the ground? Because that's what you're going to reap. So here's Matthew 7, 21 through 29. Here we go. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Whew. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Remember, Pastor Paula talked about the narrow road to heaven. The Bible talks about a narrow road. The wide road leads to destruction, a narrow road. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, and we cast out demons in your name, and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the wind beats against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who, sounds like a song we sang today, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the mighty winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Sorry, I put mighty before. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of religious laws. Sometimes when we read a scripture like this, we go, man, if it could just be in modern day language. So I'm going to read it to you in the message because I knew you were asking for that. Here we go. This is knowing the correct password, saying master, master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What's required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. I can see it now at the final judgment, thousands strutting up to me and saying, Master, We preached the gospel. We bashed the demons. Our super spiritual projects had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was to use me to make yourselves important. You don't impress me one bit. You're out of here. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life. Homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words. Words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on a solid rock. Rain poured down. The river flooded. A tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you use just my words in the Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves come up, it collapsed like a house of cards. When Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They'd never heard any teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying, quite a contrast to the religious teachers. This was the best teaching they'd ever heard. Today, I think this could be the best teaching we ever hear when we read this scripture and we realize what Jesus wants to do. Listen, I want to tell you something. We are committed to always telling you the truth here at Hope City. What kind of pastor would I be if I don't tell you the truth? It'd be like going to a doctor and your body was full of cancer and he turns you away, not telling you because he's too afraid you're going to get upset or offended. What kind of a doctor would that be? Not a very good one. In fact, you'd probably sue him for malpractice. I will not be a pastor that doesn't tell you the spiritual truth and tell you the truth about things, because I'm not going to send you away with something that could literally eat your soul. So today, we're digging into this, and that's why it's so important. Jesus clearly laid this out. I want to give you some takeaways, and I want to challenge you. Whenever we preach something here at church, always go back and study it. Go back and read it for yourself. Live with it this week. Don't just take what a pastor says. Get in there and study it. If you find that we taught you the wrong thing, come tell me. Let's have a chat about it, okay? Anytime you hear anyone preach, always go check it out for yourself. First of all, takeaway number one is know Jesus. Okay, can you bring the scripture back up here for this slide? I want to point something out. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of the Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. We have to know Jesus. That is a key to this scripture. This verse is eye-opening. I think we're going to be surprised someday at who's in heaven and who's not in heaven. We're going to walk in there and we're going to be surprised, right? Because the religious, the most religious-looking people in the world doesn't mean that they're following the direction we read in this scripture. Because it's not about religion, it's about relationship. The world has tried to make people believe that heaven and hell aren't real. There's a lot of people today that believe heaven and hell are a figment of people's imagination. I'm here to tell you, heaven and hell are real. And how I know that is because I've watched somebody who wasn't saved dying as they went to hell. Literally, you could tell the torment on their face. They saw what they were seeing and where they were headed. Totally different when somebody that's saved slips into eternity and they see Jesus walk into that room to take them and walk them into heaven. Heaven and hell are real. Don't make a mistake to think it's some joke. The choice belongs to you, though. I hear people all the time telling me, well, how could a good God send people to heaven? It is not God who sends people to heaven. It's your choice. Here's what it is. God lays it out and says, man, through my son Jesus, I made a way for you to come to heaven. I made a way for you to live in eternity with me. But it's your choice. He can't force you to do it. He doesn't send you there. We make the choice to go there, which way we're going to go, heaven or hell. There will be a day of judgment for all of us. And I think sometimes we live in this season of grace right now, and we forget that. There is going to be a moment where God says, listen, what have you done with your life? What have you followed my principles? There's going to be that moment where it comes. And I think that's something we've got to keep in mind. This set of verses should be at the front of our mind also as Christians. The key is, I never knew you. It doesn't matter what kind of works you do or how religious you seem. You have to know Jesus, which means that you have to have a personal relationship with him. What kind of a relationship would you have with a person if you never talked to him? Try that with your wife, husbands. See how far you get. you not have that kind of relationship. A relationship is built by spending time with him. A relationship is built by getting into God's word. A relationship is taking time in your schedule. Some of you, you tell me I'm too busy to fit God in. It's time to reorder your schedule and get some priorities put in place. Because you've got to know him. A relationship can only be found by spending time with him. Obedience then is also the second part of that. Being obedient to what God tells you to do. And see, like what Pastor Paula said is this. She said, you know what? We pick and choose what we want to follow in Scripture on whatever we think is okay. And I'm telling you right now, take the full Scripture and put that into play in your life. And then be obedient. You have to obey. You have to follow what God tells you to do. And here's the statement. If we can bring that Scripture back up. For this first Scripture. There's a word in here that just sets me, like I just go, wow. On Judgment Day, what word is that? Many. Many. So it's a warning where Jesus says, hey, pay attention. Many are going to, this is going to happen to many. It's not going to just happen to a few. It's a warning. Don't fall into the trap that God's word is antiquated and outdated. Take it for what it says. And what I'm so glad about is God takes our past, wipes it away. So we're talking about our future from here on out. How to order our lives and how to follow what God says and follow the direction that he gives us. And what I'm so thankful is the Holy Spirit is here to help us. You don't have to sit and wonder, like, God, is there something in my life that you want to take and something that you want to change inside of me? It's not that we have to do this on our own. All God is saying, hey, is if you'll open your heart, I'll show you. I'm going to walk alongside because that's the beauty of a relationship with him. You never have to be afraid of what Jesus is going to say to you because he says it in gentleness and he says it in love and he's there to be right beside you. And his hope is that your life will be changed and transformed. It's important also to learn God's voice. When God speaks, obediently follow. I say this all the time. When God speaks to you, do it right away. Right? Do it right away. When God speaks to you, do what he tells you to do. Follow his direction. And it's not meant to be a heavy noose around your neck or something you have to be worried about. Like, oh my goodness, like am I gonna lose my salvation? No, that's not what this is all about. If you'll get to know him, he's gonna walk alongside of you and he's gonna be there right with you. What this is all about is a relationship with him. That's what Jesus is saying. A relationship. Get time to know him. Takeaway number two, it's not about what you do. Okay? It's not about what you do. Listen to this scripture. On Judgment Day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, and we cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. It's not about what you do. It's about your relationship with him. Sometimes we get so busy doing that we forget about the being part. Right? Like we start serving God, and we start doing, we fill our calendar up, and we realize we're empty, and we wonder why. But God, I was serving you. Like I did all this stuff for you, God. Like I did this, and we almost can become bitter towards him when he said, I didn't ever ask you to do all that stuff. What I asked you to do is know me first, and then come along and do what I asked you to do. Then, and I think a lot of church hurt comes because we get in this idea, I have to do, and we get burned out if we're doing, and we're not being. Right? Doing is something we can control, too. You realize that, right? Like, if I just do. There's some people, they don't feel like God wants them until they do something for him. Right? If I can just do something for God, then maybe that's going to change everything. You don't have to do a thing. There's nothing you can do that will cause God to love you any more or any less than he already does. He just wants to be with you. I challenge you also, don't be so busy that you don't have time to build a relationship with him. And here's what a relationship looks like. The Bible says, seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added. So what does that mean? Stop giving God your scraps. Here's what happens. God, I'm so busy, but I can fit you in for 5 minutes. How about we start with the first fruit mentality? God, you have the first of my schedule. God, you have the first of my giving, my finances. I'm not going to pay any other bill until I write your check first. God, you have the best of my time. God, you have the best of my emotions. I want to tell you something. Some of you, when things get upside down, you call 25 people, and then you tell God about it. And you wonder why you're so confused, because everyone has a different opinion. If you start with God, give him your first fruits, it'll change how you view things. Give him your first, make God the first call. Don't call anybody else. Well, you don't understand my best friend. I don't care what your best friend has to say. You need to hear what God has to say. Give God your first fruits. Well, God, I have $5 left this month, so I'm going to give you that. God, I've got 5 minutes left this week because I've scheduled myself so full. Give him your first fruits. You have to put God first and seek him first. If you want exponentially more in your life, you got to start with him first. You got to start with him first, because why? It shows what is important. What you do in your life, what you give to, what you spend time on, that shows what's most important to you. Ooh, it's quiet. I love you. Jesus desires to have a relationship with you. He made a way to have a relationship with you. He made a way. He cares about you so much that he desires. He's made a way for you to have a relationship with him. He loves you so much. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't catch that love from him, it's probably because you haven't spent enough time with him. Because when you spend time with him, he always deals with love. He always deals with goodness. He always deals with you with the best in mind. If you'll listen to his voice and get to know that voice. I think some of us stay so busy because then we don't have to face what's really going on inside of our heart. If I slow down and I start thinking about it, God, what's God going to say if I start asking him? Some of us, we have so much hurt and pain that we keep running. There'll be a day where you'll be stopped in your tracks, I promise you. Come to soul care. There'll be a day when God says, okay, it's time to deal with this. And when he puts it face front in front of you, it's going to be with love. It's going to be with grace. So why not just say, God, here's my heart. Here's what I'm dealing with right now. God, here's what I've been carrying for a long time. Lord, here's what you want to change. God cares about you so much. Don't stay so busy that he can't speak to you. And I want you to know you're safe with Jesus. You're safe with him. So you can share what you've been doing. He'll never come along and say, hey, stupid, what are you doing? That's probably your dad's voice that you're hearing from a long time ago. The Lord deals with you in love and grace. Takeaway number three, build on a strong foundation. Matthew 7, 4, 24 through 28. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it will not collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. Jeff, would you ever build a house on sand? Any builders in the place, would you build on sand? No way. Although we do it all the time on our coast, but that's a whole different story, right? Houses wash away. When the rains and floods come and the mighty winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Some of us are wondering why our lives have crashed and fallen apart. It's because it wasn't built on a firm foundation. You have to build your house on a firm foundation, and you do that by being obedient and listening to what Jesus' teachings say. That's how you build on bedrock. My question to you right now is, what is the foundation that you're building your house on? If it's anything other than God and God's word, that's where we have to look at that and say, okay, God, we got to turn this around. You can truly answer this question by looking at whose teachings you're following. If you're listening to the world's voice more than you're listening to God's voice, if your teachings and you're living on the teachings of this world and you're lining your life up with there, I want to tell you, you're building your life on the sand. This week, I challenge you to ask God to show you, God, what am I building my foundation on? Because here's the deal. The storms will come. The winds and the rains will happen. And I've seen it 100 times if I've seen it once. People fall apart in their foundation. They disappear. They fall apart because the storms come. It's not a question of when. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when. When the storms come in your life, what are you going to do? They're going to come. If your house is built on the sand because we foolishly ignore God's ways and his voice in our lives will collapse. But today I'm challenging you. Build it on the strong foundation, and you do that by being obedient to his word and having a relationship with him. Key number four, relationship always trumps religion. Okay, we're not about building a religion here. We're about making Jesus famous. Listen to this, Matthew 7, 28 through 29. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching. If we heard these kind of teachings today by a national teacher, he'd probably go viral and everybody would be hating on him because we wouldn't be amazed, we'd be offended. Right? And so today, I'm telling you, let's be amazed at what Jesus is teaching us here. For he taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of the religious law. And here's what separates religion from relationship. It's God's love. Because religion is never applied with love. It's always applied with punishment. It's always applied with, man, if you don't do this, then this is going to happen. And that's not what we're talking about here today. This is not Jesus coming along with a stick ready to hit you on the head every time you make a mistake. There is grace. We're not going to be perfect. But the idea is we're going to start lining our lives up with God's word. From this moment forward, we're going to build our lives on a firm foundation. Why are people offended and not amazed? Because God's word calls them out and requires a change. How many of you like to be told what to do? Not many of us. Okay? And God's word comes along and says, listen, if you will do this, there's going to be incredible blessing. So don't look at like a God's trying to control your life or trying to tell you what to do. What he's trying to do is say, listen, this is a better way. And if you follow this way, it will completely change your life. How many of you have tried to follow life your own way and you found shipwrecked? And when we turn around and we say, God, I'm building on your foundation, it changes everything. Jesus brings freedom based on a relationship and love. It's a completely different way than what the world comes along. And that's what they saw. That's why the crowds were so amazed. Listen, up to this point, they had never heard a teacher like this. So it just goes to show you, God's not talking about your past as much as he's talking about your future. Jesus was talking about people's future, and it wasn't about religion and doing all the perfect things and being perfect. It was about having a relationship with him. And friends, that's what Jesus is calling us today. That's why they were so amazed. Jesus is calling us to that kind of relationship that will transform your life. And then when you are in relationship with him, obedience that follows and say, God, I will do whatever you ask me to do. And I want to tell you something. Here's the thing. If you will get to that point in your life, like, God, I will do whatever you tell me to do, and I'm going to stay away from what you tell me to stay away from, you are going to find incredible blessing. It's when we try to do it on our own and we try to make things happen on our own, that's where we get into trouble. But if you'll turn that around and say, Jesus, I love you and I want to follow your ways, I promise you, life is going to change. There'll be incredible blessing that comes.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.